Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Greatest beer, Bud Light, clean, crisp, refreshing taste. It's a Bud Light night tonight. Ice cold Bud Light waiting for you. He is Ben Bruss, Benny Bucks, hanging out at Fiserv Forum. You can hear him along with Dave Kane on the Bucks Radio Network tonight, right here at 100.5 ESPN in Milwaukee on 620 WTMJ. I'm Greg Scalzo, hanging out with Joshy DiMaggio, Hunter Vaughn, or Alex Cravat.
I think it's Alex Stroff.
Is it Alex Stroff?
Stroff, you there?
I'm here. Greg, come on, buddy. Well, I'm always here for the family.
I saw you
were a little bit more faith in me. Well, yeah, I've been here more than you this week.
I saw you were in the big chair on Rutledge and Hamilton this week, so I didn't know if they were giving you a little bit of a breather. I thought maybe Jesse Nelson would pick up a couple hours in the afternoon.
Come on. You really think that? Do you really think that?
Hey, no, that's why I said Alex Cravat or Hunter Vaughn. I didn't even mention
it. I hate to do this, but do we owe Jesse Nelson a round of applause, or do we think it was Alex Stroff who fixed the connection that we don't have this weird delay going on with our second producer in Madison?
Shout out Jody Nielsen.
Do you want to know how that really
wasn't Jesse?
Do you want to know how that really got fixed?
Of course I do, because I know it's not Jesse.
I brought it up. I mentioned it to somebody who had the ability to fix it, and then it was therefore fixed.
So
give
you're
yourself
saying
a round of applause, Joshy.
Yeah, you know what? Round of applause, Joshy. So you're saying Jesse just didn't say anything. He enjoyed listening to our send over to our Madison producer just be complete shambles.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't personally affect him because they don't use it often. So why would he mention it as the director of operations? That's not on him. That's on everyone else.
Good point. Good point. Good point. Pat on the back to us for realizing that Jesse Nelson only cares about his production at Wilde & Tausch.
What an asshat. He is Jesse Nelson, the hall monitor. Well, thank you, Alex Stroff. It is Scalzo and Brust. You, of course, the Scalzo and Brust family, 800-990-3776. On Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, you can get us as well there. We are asking you, who do you love more, your mother or your father? Homer said that it was universal. 98% would be on the mother. He is wrong. 59% mother, 41% father. Right now, the
father's
gap is
creeping
closing
up too, baby. I like that. Alex Stroff, what say you?
Not a lot of people comfortable answering this question.
And I'm not one of them. I'm with Joshy here. Yeah. I'm sitting this one out. Sorry,
Josh,
fellas.
Josh, of course, the hall monitors of ESPN Wisconsin have no backbone.
We're also talking MVS. He is gone. Are you okay with that? He gets a $30 million three-year contract that can be worth up to $36 million from the Kansas City Chiefs. Packers looked at it, said, nope, too expensive. Go ahead. And they will try to find another way to build that wide receiver. Are you okay with that? And finally, would you rather have DK Metcalf or Tyler Lockett wearing a Packers uniform? We've got a triumvirate of question right here.
It's a big day here.
And I want to get to the Devontae Adams, Tom Silverstein article.
Spoon.
On the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, because I think it shed a little bit of light and proved me right, which I very much enjoy. But first, let's head on over to the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. That, 800-990-3776. Levi from Stevens Point, the official unofficial shipping and handling guy of the Scalzo and Brust family. What up, Levi?
What up, boys?
Levi.
How you doing?
We're great. How
we're
are
great.
You?
Which one of Greg's three questions do you want to answer?
He can ask. Why would you ask me, Greg? I don't care. You can.
Who do you love more, your mother or your father?
You know, I was just thinking about that earlier. It's kind of complicated.
Isn't always.
Is your mother in the room with you?
What?
Said, is your mother in the room with you?
No, I'm in a basement. She's upstairs.
Who would you rather have, DK Metcalf or Tyler Lockett on the Packers?
Well, you know, you can't have both because that'd be too expensive to pay. I was just thinking about it. I would get DJ Metcalf and Mark and Berlin's not going to be happy with this, but Chip Jordan Love to Seattle for Metcalf.
Thank you for the call. No, Josh, is Levi still there?
Yes.
Levi, yell to your mom that you want meatloaf.
Well, we're having spaghetti tonight, so.
All right, there it is.
That, a reference to Wedding Crashers.
Step Brothers.
No, glad we brought them back.
Wedding Crashers. Good call.
Yes, Wedding Crashers. Will Ferrell. Come on, Benny.
I know. My bad. I even did it.
800-990-3776. Josh, you seem beside yourself right now.
Well, Levi had an answer for me about the mother-father thing off air. He got cold feet.
Ooh.
Jeez, what is it about the cold feet with the callers right now?
I don't know, but he explicitly said he was going to answer it. But when it comes to it and you have to say in front of people which your parent loved more, I understand the strophe me.
The lights are shining, and you got to profess your love for a parent. That's not an easy thing to do.
It is interesting that MVS gets a payday. Many analysts, many people covering the league, the national media led by Josh DiMaggio are applauding the Kansas City Chiefs, saying it's a great signing, which to me tells me that they should have paid a lot more respect to the Packers in terms of the weapons they surrounded Aaron Rodgers by, because all they've been doing for the last, two or three years was telling us how much Goody has failed this team and failed his quarterback and Aaron Rodgers by not giving him enough weapons. Then a weapon leads and he leaves and he's treated like a number one wide receiver. But ultimately, I think that's a loss. I don't think that is a death blow. I do wonder what Aaron Rodgers saw in MVS, having taken him under his wing. And do you think that he's a little miffed that the Packers weren't willing to go up that high? Or do you think Goot confided in A-Rodge and said, hey, here's the deal. I think he's worth $7 million. He's getting 10+. I don't think he's worth 10+. We could do other things with that 10+. And Aaron Rodgers agreed.
Yeah. I don't look, MVS and Aaron Rodgers have a relationship. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is in the, like, there's too many moving pieces right now. Aaron Rodgers isn't sitting next to Goot having the, hey, what do you think? $7 million, $10 million? Should we try and match? Should we match? Like, I'm with you, Greg. I think everyone needs to take a deep breath right now.
Mm-hmm.
A big deep breath. I for one, am worried that the roster is a little bit slim right now. I think everyone's feeling it. I think tension is definitely there. But, like, let's be real here. MVS for $30 million is just no. It's just no. And the Packers have to be not frugal, but they have to be smart and really, really strategic in how they use their money with the cap space that they're provided, you know? And yes, they're going to draft a wide receiver. I think we all know that. I think Goode has shown he's willing to draft wide receivers. I think he drafted three in 2019, MVS now being the last one that is left on the table. But that being said, like, it might be time to do a little quicker in the draft. And you get one for the draft, like you said, leftover players after the draft. You have draft capital, the trade from Davante Adams. There are things that can happen. Am I nervous? A little bit. But paying MVS was not the right move, and I believe the Packers made the right decision, whether Aaron Rodgers was chiming in with Goot or not.
800-990-3776. Get into the show that way, but more importantly, head on out to these locations, find the QR code, scan it, and you are entered to win a chance for $25,000. Not only a chance for $25,000, but an automatic drawing of $5,000. It's like getting a virtual scratch-off. It is Bud Light's $25,000 bank shot contest. And again, you could win 25 grand. All you got to do, go to the following location, scan the QR code, scratch on the virtually. It's not an actual scratch, but it's like a scratch-off. And next thing you know, you could win 25 grand. Even if not, you are automatically entered to win a $5,000 drawing that will be held in Milwaukee. You can find that QR code at any Total Wine, Big Bend Liquor, Totona Wine and Liquor, Steve's Liquor, or Village Liquor.
Totonia.
What did I say? Totona?
Yeah, you kind of
used Totonia. Yeah. It was pretty damn close.
You were close.
For the record, that's spelled T-E-U-T-O-N-I-A.
Mm-hmm. For the record.
Totonia.
Totonia.
Totonia. Let's do it together here.
Totonia.
In Madison, go to University Ave Liquor, O'Connell's, Miller & Sons, Riley's Wines of the World, and Metcalf's Market. Official rules, ESPN, WisconsinContest.com. 21 to play. Bud Light's $25,000 bank shot contest presented by the clean, crisp, refreshing taste of the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. Caller 6. Caller 9. It is over under, right? You're giving me a look.
It is. We usually do it the next segment, but
caller 6, caller 9.
I thought it was 5:15.
It's 5:15 or 5:30. We can do whatever we want.
Last week it was 5:15. You guys told me I was caller 6, caller 9. I'm doing it right now. Caller 6, caller 9 for a chance to win a $50 gift card. Joshy DiMaggio's got a category. We don't know what it is. He's got an over-under as far as how many correct answers out of 10 guesses Ben and I will get. We don't know what that is either. Caller 6, Josh will tell you both. You say over or under. Caller number 9, you're stuck on the other side. 800-990-3776. You can win a $50 gift card. 800-990-3776. Caller 6, caller 9. It is over under time on Scalzo and Bross. Next on a Grateful Dead Thursday, Scalzo and Bross, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Scalzo and Bross, presented by Bud Light.
Well, then we'll get back going to Tampa Bay. Chugga, 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 chugga. I do more chuggas than you.
Chug, chug.
I'm a chugga 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 chugga.
You're in it for yourself with that chugga.
No, I like the build-up, man.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. Will the guys hit the over, or will they disappoint like they usually do? It's time for Over Under Par on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Wild Rock Golf Course. Advanced purchase passes are on sale now. Go to wildrockgolf.com to order yours today.
It is Over Under here on Scalzo and Brust. Again, here's how it works. Josh DiMaggio, he's got a category. We don't know what that is. He's got an over-under for the amount of correct answers Ben and I will get out of 10 guesses. We don't know what that is either. Benny and I, we team up to get 10 guesses to pick as many correct answers in the category as possible. Caller number 6 is Bob and Tosa. He knows the category. He knows the over-under. He doesn't believe in us. What a moron. He takes the under. That means Chris from Madison, caller number 9, stuck on the other side. He gets the over. And again, Benny and I get 10 guesses to pick as many correct answers in the category as possible. The winner wins 2 passes to the beautiful, wonderful Wild Rock Golf Course here. Over-under presented by Wild Rock.
Since we've been talking wide receivers pretty much the entirety of the... Oh, sorry, the volume was a little low there. I didn't like that. My bad. My bad, everyone.
Back to you.
Whoa. Oh, God.
We are
spreading way too much time together.
Since we're talking so many wide receivers, I'm looking for the NFL leaders in receiving yards in 2021. Now, I said wide receivers, but that does not limit these people to just wide receivers.
This is in 2021 season.
Yep, this past season.
NFL receiving yards.
Leaders.
What's the over-under?
Leaders. It's
a great question, Ben. The over-under is 7.5.
All right, let's knock out the easy two.
Okay.
Cooper Kupp, final answer.
Cooper Loop had 1,947 receiving yards.
Devontae, final.
Devonta Adams, third on the list, with 1553 receiving yards.
I thought you were going on a roll there.
He said the easy two, so.
Well, I said easy two. Now I'm just choosing between Cooper Kupp and Devontae.
Cooper Kupp, Devonta Adams. I mean, is it Tyreek Hill?
I mean, Travis Kelce might have had more yards than Tyreek Hill, as crazy as that sounds.
All right, let me put a little thought in here. Receiving yards, best receivers in the NFL.
He made it seem like there's going to be a running back on there, since it's just not wide receivers.
No, I wouldn't go running back, but I would go tight end, so I do wonder if Kelsey's up there. Travis Kelce, final answer.
You guys right into my trap.
Oh, the Joshy bear trap.
Not cool, Josh. Not cool.
Yards. Yards. Not touchdowns.
I mean,
what
I
about,
feel
what
like
about our guy?
Well, go ahead.
I mean, you're going to beat him in a fight. Debo?
I would do Debo. Debo Samuel, final answer.
Debo Samuel was fifth with 1,405. You got to remember those little touch passes forward.
Oh, that's right. Those count. We have fake passing yards now. That's why Cooper Kupp has so many. I'm still going Tyreek Hill. Final answer.
Tyreek Hill was seventh on the list with 1,239. Remember, the Chiefs stunk for like 13 weeks.
So we are 4 of 5.
It's not about stinking, though. It's about yards. I mean, Jamar Chase had a monster year, but Chase might be up there. Dude, not Kittle.
I don't hate the Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase, final answer.
Jamar Chase is fourth with 1,455.
Yeah, that's not that much. Who had a good year as a quarterback, Brusty?
That's where I'm going through. Like, Dak
Cousins,
Prescott.
Justin Jefferson?
Justin Jefferson, final answer.
Justin Jefferson was second with 1,616 receiving yards.
You guys need
two out of the next three.
I mean, I don't think it'd be Amari Cooper. I don't think it'd be Gallup. I was thinking Kyler. No, because it's definitely not DeAndre Hopkins.
I know, and they spread it around well. Not the two guys we talked about from Seattle. Not anyone. We hit the San Francisco with Debo. I went Dallas. I'm trying to think Dallas, but.
So we have one. We have the top how many, Joshy?
We have the top five and then the seventh.
Josh Allen.
What about Mark Andrews?
I guess. I mean, he had a good year. He had a good year.
A monster year with Lamar.
He's the number one wide receiver. I mean, if Mark Andrews leads the league, then I don't care. The wide receivers don't matter. Mark Andrews is top 10 receiving yards. We don't even need a real number one. Mark
That's
Andrews,
what I've been
final
saying.
Answer. Oh, my God.
Mark Andrews.
This football thing is easy.
Sixth.
You're telling me Lamar Jackson could just throw the ball to Mark Andrews?
He's great.
He's not that much better than Josiah the Messiah DeGuara.
Worlds apart.
Josiah could grow into Mark Andrews. Where are we at, Josh? The music end.
We need one out of two, Greg.
The music did stop on us.
Stephon Diggs, Mike Williams had a good year in L.A., Keenan Allen's in L.A., I don't think Godwin.
No, they spread out too much in
Tampa.
TB.
How many guesses do we have?
You have two left. You gotta go 1 to 2.
I like Mike Williams over Allen.
How many yards did Mark Andrews have?
Well, he was behind Tyreek.
1,239.
And Tyreek was seventh with 1,239.
I mean, the other thing is we just talked about Lockett had over 1,000 yards. I know that because I've been looking at his stats, but I think it was under 1,100. I think it was between 1,000 and 1,100. No, maybe he had more than 1,100.
I mean, Cousins could have thrown to Thielen.
No,
for
Thielen
over,
did not have a great year, no.
Need an answer.
I like Mike Williams. Who do you like?
Go Tyler Lockett.
Tyler Lockett, final answer.
Tyler Lockett had 1,175 receiving yards.
I mean, thank goodness I've been looking at that dude's stats all day.
The remaining...
Where was he?
He was ninth.
10.
Eighth, Stephon Diggs.
Okay. Guys, so we should guess Diggs.
Yeah, 1,225.
Which was a down year from last year, if I'm not correct.
If you're not mistaken, yeah. Is what you're saying. Yes, yeah. Yeah.
And then the other one is kind of a stretch, but you understand why, because he got thrown the ball 1,000 times. Deontay Johnson.
Ooh, I would have never gotten Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, he just got 60 targets a game because Big Ben wouldn't throw it downfield.
Yeah, that's wild.
Well, that's why we said suck it to whoever took the under.
Congrats to Chris in Madison. You've won yourself 2 passes to the beautiful Wild Rock Golf Course. Hey, Bob and Tosa, suck it.
Badger basketball strength coach style.
Absolutely. 800-990-3776. Let me tell you about my friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They are the best. If they were to lead, if there was any leader, league leader, and the best service you can get, replacing your windows and doors, it wouldn't even be close. Gina Della would have 6,000 receiving yards. The next closest would have 600 because they're 10 times better than the next group. Why? Because they combine quality of product, ranked number one by Wisconsin homeowners, with quality of team. They got your back. Check out the warranties you have with all Pella certified installers. To quality of choice. 6 lines to choose from. Not 1 or 2 vinyl lines. Nope. 6 lines. 2 energy efficient, budget friendly lines of vinyl windows. Pella's exclusive Impervia fiberglass line and 3 lines of luxurious wood windows from traditional to contemporary. To the financing. Another choice. 18 months, no payments and no interest. That's a year and a half without a single payment, no interest building. Or $300 off window. Each window, $700 off a Pella entry system, and $1,000 off a Pella patio door. I cannot recommend them enough. The personal experience I've had there is second to none. I have a lot of people working in the house recently. Pella absolutely blows them out of the water. So go to PellaWI.com before March 31st to enjoy those financing offers. It's PellaWI.com/radio. Tell them we sent you and enjoy the magnificent work that will be done on your home by the best there is. Gina Della and her team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. What do we think about that?
You read really slow.
You did oddly slow. What was going on there?
Like, I want to make sure the people heard.
Just the gravity of the statement you wanted to be felt?
I think that when it's a really serious thing, we need to slow down.
There's
we
nothing more serious than Gina Della and her windows. But it felt
a lot
weird.
There's a lot of people in Wisconsin getting ripped off by window companies right
all
now.
Over the place.
And
I can't believe it.
The Scalzo and Bruss family to make sure that you
I won't stand
the best
for
of the biz.
It.
Best of the biz, Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Davante Adams gone. MBS gone. We'll keep talking about the MBS loss, but I also do want to jump in to what we learned from Tom Silverstein's article today about what unfolded between the Packers and Davante Adams. We'll hit all of it next on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Bruss.
Bogdan Bogdanovich to Milwaukee for Dante DiVincenzo, DJ Wilson, and Ersan Ilyevsova is in peril? As there was never an agreement for the 28-year-old.
Have you ever heard someone say, in peril?
No. What is that? Guys.
Let's work on it. What could it possibly be?
Peril?
Nope.
Per aisle?
Nope.
Literally, one more guess, and you guys better tell me, otherwise I'm walking out. Peril.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Bruss podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The same day, MVS continues his long, strange trip through the NFL. He heads out west to Kansas City to play with Patrick Mahomes. Ben Bross hanging out at Fiserv Forum. I'm Greg Scalzo, Josh DiMaggio, Alex Strofe. You, the Scalzo and Bross family, calling, texting us. 800-990-3776. That's the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Let's get Jason in Madison on the line. Jason, the official, unofficial muscle of the Scalzo and Bross family, 6'4", 270.
No big deal.
What up, Jason? How you doing, man?
I'm living a dream, my guys, and I don't love either of them human beings. I love you guys. But look, as someone who's participated in the underground fight scene for over 20 years, I'm never one to underestimate my fellow man. But DK can get it, dude.
You got DK. You've got confidence going up against DK.
Man, please. Look. A lot of these dudes think because they're athletes and they run fast and they're big. There's a whole different thing when you're getting punched in the face, man.
Jason, what's the first thing you look for when you're sizing somebody up for a fight?
Their eyes. Their eyes never lie.
Can you see the fear in them?
That's right, brother.
Do you have a go-to move?
What you do?
Actually, don't disclose that.
Oh, man. It's you know, overhand right, bro. Slip to the left, overhand right, bro.
Love you, Jason.
Love you.
Thanks for the call.
Jason and Madison, the official unofficial muscle of the Scalzo and Bross family.
Just having him call in and knowing that he's got all of our backs, like, it makes me walk around with my chest pumped a little higher. I'm not going to lie.
There's nobody I would expect more to write checks that Jason has to cash.
Yep, that's why Ben wants to win the lottery so he can pay Jason to be his full-time bodyguard. We do love that. He is part of our team. MVS Devontae Adams no longer a part of Aaron Rodgers' team. And Dom Silverstein's article, I don't know how you read it on Milwaukee in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today and don't come away with the feeling that Devontae Adams was gone no matter what the Packers try to pull throughout this offseason. Now, I still believe if they held his feet to the fire, Devontae would have played, but basically they made a business decision to say, we don't want this distraction, we don't want this, this resentment, this unhappy player to be a part of our offseason, and therefore we're going to take what we can for him and ultimately trade him away. This has nothing to do with them putting the franchise tag on him. He made it very clear at the beginning of the offseason exactly where he wanted to be, and it was not in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It also lends light to the fact that Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams were not as close as it may appear, and reads as if part of the Aaron Rodgers situation actually drove Devontae Adams further away from his quarterback and from his franchise in Green Bay.
That's sad. I mean, that's sad because AR-12 and Devontae Adams had one of the most unbelievable. What, Greg? Why are you choking on your water?
No,
just you calling him AR-12.
I just use that to shorten like an audio and stuff.
No, I love it. I mean, it's
nobody
just,
calls him
AR-12.
Nobody calls
him AR-12, but you just did it seamlessly, and then me and Josh looked at each other. It was good.
It was great.
AJ Dillon, the carrier of men, MBS, the king of the body catch, and AR-12.
Yeah, AR-12 and DA-17. I said that simply to see if I could get Greg to spit out his water. Did it work?
Almost. I didn't do the full spit.
They had an unbelievable connection.
That's what she said.
And I go back to it. I remember Aaron Rodgers talking about... Jesus, I swear to God, I had a good point. I remember Aaron talking on the Pat McAfee show about addressing the Instagram post, right? And making it not seem like it wasn't... He had a picture.
We derailed
you,
didn't
you? You guys completely screwed me.
It's our fault. I agree.
I am not taking fault for this.
It's a savage one.
I am not taking fault for this one. I was trying to go to the Instagram post where Aaron was missing in the middle of Randall Cobb and Davante Adams, and people started thinking, oh, Aaron's gone. But he had said no. It meant a lot to him. Those two meant a lot to him. But clearly, Davante Adams did not have the same reciprocation towards Aaron Rodgers, that no matter what happened from a contractual standpoint, he headed into this offseason knowing that he was not going to be a Green Bay Packer. And you know what? Look, from a business decision standpoint, I would have let Devontae cry as much as he wanted, because what was he going to do? Not play as he's getting older? Like, I would. Look, after what we've been through the last 2 years, watching Aaron Rodgers be a distraction, I know it's a different position. I know it's way more important to have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback. But I would have watched Devontae cry all offseason and known that he would have had to play other than sit out because he would have lost value.
Well, I think that's part of it, is that the feeling of they've had to deal with this the last couple of seasons, to deal with it again with Devontae now, they just didn't want to deal with it.
Think from a PR standpoint, no, to get players? Green Bay? Because look, ain't nobody coming to Green Bay.
I don't think from a PR standpoint. I think from an internal standpoint of, like, how many off seasons are we going to have this turmoil in where we can't focus on building the team because, and they've got a $20 million cap charge that would be hung up through the franchise tag on Devontae because he wasn't going to be willing to deal with an extension. So now you got a cap that's being eaten up. You have uncertainty. He would certainly at least act like he's going to hold out. Might miss a couple of games. And I think all of that drama they looked at and said, hey, if we get all this cap money back, plus we get a couple of picks, that to them was more valuable than dealing with the drama in Devontae Adams. Now, I'm with you, Ben. I probably disagree with that, but we don't have to deal with the drama every single day. We talk about it every day, but we don't have to deal with it in our building the way that they would. You could criticize this Packers front office for not signing him to an extension earlier, but I think as they did this offseason, the only thing I can be critical of is the timing in which they made the deal, which I still think was unfortunate.
Maybe this is something we address after the break here, since we're running out of time, but was Aaron Rodgers speaking so glowingly of Davante Adams more a thing of he knew where Davante stood and he was trying to do the recruitment, be it the Instagram post like Ben mentioned, where it was seemingly the people you thought he thought the most highly of between Randall Cobb and Davante Adams? Or was it the fact that Aaron Rodgers just simply thought he was better friends with Devontae, and Devontae didn't really think of Aaron Rodgers that way?
I think that ultimately the public affection for Devontae was him recognizing that they weren't that close, and how do I try to keep him? And that was his way of showing appreciation, right?
Gratitude.
Which is a pretty crappy way to show appreciation, uh-huh, because it's very public. But we all know those people that are like, yo, you're not the best husband in the world, but every birthday I see you this big, long
Instagram
public
post
about your wife, you know? And it's like, yeah, well, maybe you do the right thing once in a while. But I think that that's sort of what we got with Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams, where he knows, recognized those two weren't close. He's not in the inner circle. I'm sure that Davante didn't appreciate the way Aaron Rodgers has handled the last couple of years. Aaron cares far more about a celebrity necessarily than he does, a lot of other things as far as it pertains to his life in Green Bay. And I think those posts were I love you, baby, so much. You're my rock. You're the greatest mother ever to my children.
We all know that person.
You. And then you're like, well, dude, then maybe just don't hang out at the bars until 2 a.m. every weekend and kind of be a richer tour.
I know someone very close to my family who does that Instagram post.
So do I, Ben. So do I. But you know what? That does provide insurance, right? That does provide insurance for that person. However, if you do insurance the right way, you're thinking about doing the right things now to make the right things happen later. And that's how you do it with American Family Insurance. I aced that. I
got there. You got there. I was worried.
Woo-wee! Connect the dots, baby.
Do the right things up front. And that is working with a local American Family Insurance agent so the right things happen to you on the back end. And that's when you have a claim, when something inevitably goes wrong with that house that you're about to buy, that house that you own now, or your car, boom, you've got that relationship built with that person in your community so they can help you walk through that process every step of the way, and you're not stuck calling a nameless, faceless 800 number. That's what you get with American Family Insurance. AmFam.com to find your local American Family Insurance agent. Not only will you get you a get a digital home quoting tool to make choosing insurance simple, especially if you're a first-time homeowner. You're going to get a policy to be designed for first-time homeowners, but you're also going to get an agent dedicated to you, somebody you can trust, somebody you can build a relationship with. All starts with a visit. AmFam.com to find your local American Family Insurance agent. And remember, when you protect both your home and auto with American Family, you can save up to 28%. We'll continue to talk Devontae. We'll continue to talk MVS. We'll continue to talk Packers and wide receivers next. That's Scalzo and Bros, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
Anyway, I don't want this to turn on to me completely, because Greg did get scammed by the internet, but I did scam Josh DiMaggio today.
Yeah, I mean...
You scam everybody every day. That's why you are unscammable, because you are constantly the scammer.
Looking,
I am the scammed.
I know where to look. If there is a scam, I'll know. And Greg, you believe in people too much, I guess.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some folks trust reason, others trust in mind. I don't trust nothing, but enough we come out right. Say it once again.
It is a Grateful Dead Thursday on Scalzo and Brust. MVS is gone. Bye-bye. $30 million over 3 years. Chance to make up to $36 million over 3 years. He signs with the Kansas City Chiefs. The Packers are going to rebuild that wide receiver corpse from scratch.
Look, we did over-under earlier, Greg. Mark Andrews, the tight end for the Ravens, was sixth in receiving yards last year. Sixth! If Mark Andrews, who is a very good tight end, I'm not trying to downplay this. My point is you can fill a roster. We have Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is a versatile running back. Like, let's not forget that you can fill
Deontay Johnson's in the top 10.
Like, that's what I'm saying. You could
DJ Moore was probably
these guys
up there.
Are all better than everyone we've named.
I know, but my point is you don't need
Need the name.
You don't need the name, Joshy. It'd be nice to have Devontae, but it wasn't their choice. It was Devontae's choice because he wanted to get away from Green Bay and he wanted to get away from Aaron Rodgers.
Tyreek Hill was only 1,239 yards. Think about that. Think about that.
Think about that, Josh.
Think about that.
I can think about it.
No, think it. Take a second. Think about it.
The point stinks.
I don't know how you think about it.
The Chiefs were like, you know what? Tyreek wasn't that good. Well, let's give MVS 30.
This is a point I've wanted to get across, having listened to Wildy and Tosh for a while.
Oh, God.
I feel like Packer fans...
Glad we're on the Josh DiMaggio show right
now.
Yeah,
go ahead, last segment of the show, Josh gets his thoughts
out. No, I want to hear it.
Yeah, someone needs to provide insight and thought into this program once in a while.
It's me, baby.
What are you talking about? I feel like nobody
was more wrong than Josh DiMaggio in game night yesterday about what happened with Devontae Adams.
Now he's trying to get me off my game. He's trying to get me off my game.
And then the article comes out today, and it's like, yeah, the Packers' hands were tied. This had nothing to do with money.
Yeah, let's let Josh say something stupid.
I got your volume controls in front of me. If this keeps up, it'll be the Joshy show from here on out. It won't go well.
Yeah, say, go ahead.
What do we got?
I feel like, and I think you guys would tend to agree with this, I feel like Packer fans have deluded themselves because of the realization that it's bad that the Packers wide receiver room is currently Randall Cobb, Amari Rodgers, Juwan Winfrey, and hopefully Alan Lazard. The idea that like everything's fine and you can just fill in people and it doesn't matter that the Packers haven't done anything and it doesn't matter that they don't have a sense of urgency, I don't think makes sense. Now, you can argue they have a plan, we haven't seen it yet, and they know what they're doing, but to pretend like losing Devontae Adams leaves the Packers in the same spot they were when they had Devontae Adams is categorically false.
Okay, I will accept that, but you're also an alarmist. Like, in all aspects, like, you tend to be an alarmist.
No, I'm not an alarmist.
I mean, Josh, you wanted to take the entire team.
No, I'm not an alarmist, screams. alarmist.
You wanted to tank the entire team after the San Fran loss. You wanted them to get rid of Rodgers.
Well, right now I'm not sure that would have been better than bringing Aaron Rodgers back.
Hit rock bottom. You tend to be an alarmist. It's not going to be this bad.
I'm a team builder.
It's not going to be this bad. You're a capologist. You're a team builder. Yeah. That's true. It's not going to be this bad. I'm not saying it's going to be as good as with Devontae. They're not going to have as good of a wide receiver room as they had last year or the year before. It's not going to get there. But the overall team can be better or just as good as the team was last year in the year prior. They have a lot of draft capital. You have young guys that continue to improve. This team is going to win the division, even if they didn't get better from here, which is impossible for them to not get better from here. The point remains that Brandon Cooks could catch 1,100 yards next year for the Packers.
You keep saying people, Brandon Cooks hasn't been like even offered up as a trade opportunity.
I'm saying there are opportunities that exist that we haven't thought of. Tyreek Hill wasn't a trade opportunity 2 days ago,
and then
just got added to Miami. Like, the NFL is different than it used to be. Guys get traded more, they change teams more, they get unhappy more, things change and they change quickly, and more teams are willing to deal than have ever been willing to deal before. So just patience. Let's wait to see what happens over the next couple of months. And if they get into training camp with these guys, then
we're gonna
I will
Bud
start
Light.
To be concerned.
Yeah, we're gonna need lots and lots of Bud Light. Like, lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of Bud Light.
It is the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. It doesn't get better than that. Bud Light, enjoy a light, clean, crisp, refreshing Bud Light today. It is a Bud Light night. Do it. We had a lot of Bud Lights over the weekend. I'm going to have a lot of Bud Lights over this upcoming weekend. You want to know why? Because it's the world's best beer. Best beer in the world, Bud Light. Enjoy it. Enjoy us. You're not going to enjoy the Joshy Show, but you'll enjoy Bucks Wizards with Ben Bruss coming up next on 100.5 ESPN, Madison, Spain, and Fitz in Milwaukee.